Radio Christian Voice News, the global link.
Stakeholders support castration for child defilers. Lungu burial case adjourned indefinitely. And new negotiations between DR Congo and M23 rebels to take place in Qatar. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Glorious Gospel Bible Church founder Benson Chisenga has welcomed the statement by the Minister of Community Development and Social Services, Doreen Mwamba, that a motion should be tabled in Parliament to introduce castration as punishment for child defilers. Bishop Chisenga likened the situation to biblical times, where sexual perversions such as rape and homosexuality attracted the death penalty. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Bishop Chisenga said the motion deserves support from all well-meaning Zambians, adding that it is unacceptable for rape cases to continue rising in a Christian nation. This should be the last resort to end child sexual defilement in a nation where men should be leaders and role models, said Bishop Chisenga. He further noted that the current laws are not stringent enough to deter offenders, stressing that the proposed measure would serve as a strong deterrent to stop such crimes.
In the Bible, sexual perversion, defilement, inclusive, merited and attracted a death sentence. So in the Bible, there is sexual perversions such as homosexuality, lesbianism, defilement, rape, attracted very heightened and very heavy and weighty punitive measures. It will also be correct in our time, you know, to heighten and strengthen legislation. And if castration will be, you know, an additional punitive measure to correct this vice that has destroyed the lives of our children.
Meanwhile, the Media Network on Child Rights and Development has also backed calls to legalize castration for men convicted of defiling young girls. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Network Executive Director Henry Kawe commended the proposal, saying it could be the only effective way to curb the rising number of defilement cases, which existing laws have failed to deter. If castration is the only permanent solution to fight defilement, then let it be implemented, because it seems the nation has several pedophiles who want to prey on children, said Mr. Kawe. He further called for investigations into the increasing number of defilement cases, suggesting that some victims may be falling prey to deception, exploitation, or even circumstances linked to poverty and depression. Mr. Kawe urged parliamentarians and all well-meaning Zambians to support the motion once it is tabled.
It seems there are a lot of pedophiles who want to prey on children, so a call like that would be a permanent solution to some of these, you know, people that want to use, body parts to abuse children. So it would be good to deal with that particular organ that causes that problem. Yeah, so I think it's a welcome call. We have seen a lot of these cases increasing, and we cannot continue, going on like this.
The Pretoria High Court has indefinitely adjourned the case surrounding the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. Judge Audrey Ledwaba announced this morning that the appeal on Lungu's repatriation will remain on hold with no set date for resumption. The parties have agreed to allow the Constitutional Court process to unfold, and in the circumstances, both parties have agreed that this application for leave to appeal be postponed sine die, the Lungu family told the court. Last week, Mr. Lungu's widow, former First Lady Esther Lungu, together with six family members, petitioned South Africa's Constitutional Court to block the Zambian government from repatriating his body for a state funeral. In their urgent application, the family argued that burial is a deeply personal and private matter protected under South Africa's constitutional rights to dignity and privacy. The Human Rights Commission has refuted media reports suggesting that the health of Patriotic Front PF Central Committee member Chimba Kambuli is worsening while in prison. Commission spokesperson Mwelwa Muleya disclosed that the commission had already visited Dr. Kambwili before PF Acting President Given Luvinda lodged a complaint on 15th August 2025 regarding his alleged ill health. The Commission's findings revealed that Dr. Kambwili was transferred from Kasama Central Correctional Facility to Lusaka Central Correctional Facility on 5th August 2025 to attend to pending court matters in Lusaka, said Mr. Mleya in a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka Today. He explained that since his transfer, Dr. Kambwili has been accommodated in a clinic within the facility to address his medical needs, including access to an elevated bed. Mr. Mleya further stated that the Commission has interacted with Dr. Kambwili, correctional officers and medical personnel to assess his health condition and recommended any necessary remedial measures in line with upholding his right to health. He emphasized that the Commission will continue to monitor Dr. Kambwili's situation and will act within its mandate based on the advice and findings of qualified medical personnel.
Suffice to state that so far we have not found any information or received any information from the medical personnel who are competent on matters of health that indicate that the situation is beyond their capacity to manage, and therefore that would have prompted the Commission to demand for immediate alternative remedial measures in order to uphold his right to health.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
A lovely Monday afternoon to our listeners in the one radio station. Up to you on the business side, as you just said, in commodities 524, wheat 403, corn 1037, soybeans going up, and cocoa lovers 8390. All these are per ton international market. Gold lovers 3350.04 an ounce, copper 97410, 41 rather dollars a ton, nickel 15103, and those building houses, aluminium international market 2589 dollars a ton. If you're driving, 6.10 dollars a barrel, that is Brent, and if you're flying, 63.13, that is jet fuel. And on stock markets, I've seen the Lusaka Stock Exchange on 22117.06, and British American Tobacco $500,000 change hands, fuaka, fuaka, yes, for dear. 9127.61, that's a FTSE 100, and 44946, that's Dow Jones on the US side. And bond application results are out. The government was looking 1.8 billion kwacha, 2.01 billion kwentin, and appetite is on 10 years investment, giving a yield of 19%. And for the other bit for you, 1.35, that is a pound, 1.16 euro, 172 Japanese yen, Dani deliberately, 0.62 Aus dollars, Australian dollar stronger than the US dollar, 7.17 Chinese one, 17.6 South African rand strong, in the midst of tariffs out of our US, and 87.34 Indian rupee. And all in all, kwacha, I'm looking at the stable kwacha for me. That's my take, 23.55 APSA, and 5.1 FNB, 23.6, 5.7 somewhere there. I think that was on Zanaco. But all in all, we are hovering on 23 against 23.5. Enjoy your lunch. A great day. Bye-bye.
In foreign news, a Qatari official said on Sunday that a draft agreement to end fighting between the Democratic Republic of Congo and the M23 has been shared with the government and the rebels. The news comes ahead of an 18 August deadline agreed on last month between Kinshasa and the Rwanda-backed rebel group to reach a peace deal. He said that while the timeline had not been met, both parties have responded positively to the facilitator and expressed a willingness to continue with negotiations. The roadmap in the Declaration of Principles signed on 19th July in Qatar had called for negotiations to begin by 8th August, with a final deal reached by Monday. Coming up shortly, France demands release of diplomat arrested in Mali over alleged coup plot. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News.